Hello, I'm Senior Spencer Rollins reporting for Northman News. March 3rd through March 9th marked the 15th successful year of Storm Preparedness Week, a week set by the National Weather Service to observe the dangers that can occur with spring and summertime weather, and how you can prepare yourself for when severe weather strikes near you. After surveying 50 people around Oak Park, I concluded that the National Weather Service needs to create an even greater basis for which people may attain knowledge concerning specifically the difference between tornado watches, tornado warnings, and the severity of severe thunderstorm watches and warnings. When asked, what is the difference between a tornado warning and a tornado watch, an astounding 84% of people answered incorrectly, with a mere 16% answering generally close to the correct definition or meaning. What was even more concerning was the results of the next question. Do you take precautions during severe thunderstorm watches and warnings? The results? Astonishingly, 4% of the survey takers said they took some sort of precaution. That results in 96% of the population not undertaking any precautions. So, what is the difference between a tornado watch and warning? A tornado watch means that conditions are favorable for supercell and tornadic development to occur. A tornado warning generally means that there is a tornado imminent and you need to take shelter immediately. That brings me to my second question. Why is it necessary to take any sort of precaution during a severe thunderstorm watch or warning? Well, during a severe thunderstorm, a mesocyclone, or spinning updraft usually associated with tornadoes, can begin to form at any moment. During a severe thunderstorm, a tornado could form within minutes. As well, severe thunderstorms are capable of producing up to baseball-sized hail and 80-mile-per-hour winds in extreme cases, allowing for your safety to be greatly chanced. Overall, the National Weather Service and NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, has done a fantastic job in attempting to inform people on potential weather hazards. It's up to you to inform both yourself and your family and friends to ensure you, as well as others, may be safe during all sorts of weather phenomenon. I'm Spencer Rollins, reporting for Northman News.